Okay, we are resuming Shir HaShirim. It's been a while. We are in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. Now, those Shir HaShirims that we had from Reb Evda, we only had Perek Beis, those brown ones. I didn't get any Perek Gimels, those I punked out of my house. I have over here if anyone wants to look in. Rabbi Gerson had given a shir recently, or a chabura, on a Friday thing, so he finished Chelek Aleph of the one you have, so he gave me a couple copies in case anyone wants to follow with the gain. So let's just recap a little bit so we'll understand what's going on over here. The end of Perek Beis was the Chet HaEgel, and the first pasuk in Perek Gimel was... find it here, that Bikashti Eishav Anafshi Bikashti V'loi Mitzasiv, the Klal Yisrael, at least we're going now according to the Gain, the Klal Yisrael said that there were five things that we lost with the Chet HaEgel, the Anani Akavai, the Shechina, the Torah, Luchais, and Ruach HaKadosh, and Bikashti V'loi Mitzasiv. So we said they were looking, Klal Yisrael's looking for it, and we don't find it. And this was all, remember, as we said, the Gaon's whole mahalach in Shir HaShirim is all the shvach of Klal Yisrael. And that means even things that are chataim are all spun in a positive way. Which means, even though we talk about the Chet HaEgel, as we argue with Rashi, Rashi says it's history. And we say, whatever is, whatever happened. And even though we're talking about the Chet HaEgel, but it's only in the view that we were, once we lost it, we were searching for it. We wanted to do tshuva. We're looking all around for it. And in Pasuk Beis, it says, "Akumanav asayvu yir bashvakim avarachayvayis avakshay shoav anafshi bikashiv loy mitzasiv," which was the last year, a very long time ago, that we talked about. It was all about the Torah and the different parts of Torah, pshat and drush and remez and said and tefillah, davening in a place where there's Torah. All different types of things, and this was Klal Yisrael searching for all of the things that they had lost. So now we're in Pasuk Gimel, and Pasuk Gimel Mitzoni Hashemri Masayvim Boyer Eishoavo Nafshi Reisem. So we usually do Rashi first. So Rashi over here was learning in the whole parak that's talking about. It seems like Moshe Rabbeinu is talking here. And he's talking about that he's looking for Eishoava Nafshi, which he's looking for the Shechina, because all 38 years Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. Hashem didn't speak directly to him. We were in Nizayfim. And he says, Bekashti V'loi Mitzasiv. Hashem says, Ki Einani Bekir V'chem, Ki Lo Ela Bekir B'cha. Also after the Chet HaEgel and the Maisa Meraglim, I'm not going to go in your midst. And the second pasuk Rashi learned Akumanov Asayvu Veir. He learned it was Moshe Rabbeinu Vayichal Moshe davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, again trying to get the Shechina to be Shaira. And then here in pasuk Gimel, the way Rashi learns, he says Mitzoni Hashaimrim. Who are the Shaimrim? That's Moshe Va'arim. In other words, it sounds like this is a point where Hashem is saying Moshe Va'arim did find me, did find the Shechina, because Eishoava Nafshi Risem, and they were asking, Mama Tzosim Bepiv. So, I'm not sure exactly what Rashi is learning over here, but somehow the Shechina is saying that the Shaimrim, Moshe V'Aaron, either found the Shechina, or found, I don't know, Eishoava Nafshi Risem. And it seems HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking them, Mama Tzosim Befiv, or Klal Yisrael is asking Moshe V'Aaron, so if you found the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what did he say? Mama Tzosim Befiv, what did you find the Rabbeinu Shel Olam saying? Very unclear in Rashi how he's learning.
Was that Moshe V'Aaron asking this?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's the Klal Yisrael asking Moshe V'Aaron. That's what it sounds like. I'm not 100% sure. Be honest, I'm not sure. I didn't have a chance to see any Mefarshei Rashi, if anyone explains it. But the Gaon learns as follows. Mitzoni HaShoimrim, the Gaon says, who are the Shoimrim? The Kehanim. HaShoimrim es Mishmeres Hashem. Who found me? Says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Shoimrim, the Kehanim, are Shoimrim Mishmeres Hashem. Now, HaSoivavim Ba'ir, and we'll explain this in a moment. Those who go around in the city, those are the Levim, who went mishar l'shar v'hirgu isha zachiv. They went around from gate to gate, killing anyone who served the egel. So, eisho avo nafshi re'isem. So the Gaon says, pirish atem shaloi chatosim klal. The Kayanim and the Leviim, they didn't serve the egel. So they are not ones who did the Avera. So therefore, Klal Yisrael says, Hari'isem atem esho avo nafshi? Have you seen what I'm looking for? Meaning Klal Yisrael is looking for the things they lost. And here the Gaon says it specifically, avo nafshi is the Ruach HaKodesh. We talked already about the Torah and the Luchais and the Shekhinah. Here we're talking about the Ruach HaKodesh that was lost. So Klal Yisrael is going to the Leviim and the Kehanim who didn't sin, and they said, well, if you didn't do the Avera, maybe you have the Ruach HaKodesh, maybe you're experiencing it.
Is that the Metzahuni going on? What are we finding? Are we finding the Shekhinah? Are we finding Ruach HaKodesh? Are we finding...
No, we're the people. The people.
What Moitza?
So it's not really a lesson of finding, it's like going to them. In other words, we're approaching them. In other words, we're looking around and there's nothing. So then we find those people who didn't do the chet, and we look and say, maybe you have the Shekhinah, maybe you didn't lose it. Now the fact that the Gaon over here says Kehanim, really before the Chet HaEgel, there were no Kehanim. Right? There were not Kehanim until the Chet HaEgel. Then the Leviim, Moshe Aaron turned into Kehanim. But the Bechairis did do the Chet HaEgel. So they can't be, the Kehanim here can't refer to the Bechairis. Right? Elamai, the only one it could maybe refer to is Nadav and Avihu. There's one, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, but according to one man d'amar, the Nadav and Avihu were Kehanim by Har Sinai. And the rest of the Sheva became Kehanim after the Chet HaEgel. So, could be when he means over here, Kehanim, he means Nadav Avihu. And then he says, Saivim Beir are the Leviim. It happens to be in the second Pirush, we know the guy has two Pirushim over here. In the second Pirush, he writes, Mitzauni Ashaimrim Koi Al Shevet Levi. The Shaimrim are Shevet Levi, who said, Mila Shem Elai. Vehem Ashaimrim Ho'imdim Ala Mishmar. In other words, they stood strong. Hasoivim Ba'ir, like they went around, Ivru Vashuvu Mishar Lashar. So in the second Pshat, it's the same people. Mitzauni Ashaimrim Hasoivim Ba'ir are referring to the Leviim. The Leviim who were Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh, and that's the Leviim really did two things by the Chet HaEgel. One is they didn't serve it. Shomerim, they stood guard and the Mishmeres of Hashem. That's Aleph. Then when it came time to punish those who served the Egel, the Leviim, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Hashem Elai, who's going to come and I'll punish them? They came and they went around, Mishar Lashar. So whether he means that in the first Pshat as well, when he says Kehanim, he really means Leviim as well, or not, the Leviim and the Kehanim here, whoever they were, they both did the same, they both did two things. There was one is they stood strong and didn't serve the Chet HaEgel. And number two, when it came time to finally punish those who served the Chet HaEgel, they stood up and they went around Mishar Lashar and they killed whoever had to be killed. So therefore, we're asking them, maybe we could find the Ruach HaKodesh by you. And the guy in the second Pshat says it more clearly. He says, we asked them, Shoalti Yisam, Ki Amarti Ulai Nimtza Etzla, maybe it's by you, Sheheim Lechatu Be'egel, because you didn't do the Chetu Egel. So, that's Pasuk Gimel. So in these first three Psukim over here, is Klal Yisrael's, looking for here, in these first three psukim is Klal Yisrael searching and yearning for the things that they lost. Pasuk Aleph was the Anani HaKavod and the Shekhinah. Pasuk Bey was the Torah and the Luchais. And Pasuk Gimel is talking about Ruach HaKodesh. Klal Yisrael searching for all the things that they lost. So now we come to Pasuk Dalet. Ki amatcha avarti mehem ad shematzasi eshoav anafshi. It was very soon. Ki amatcha avarti mehem. I almost left them. Until I found what I was, the love of my nefesh, achazti v'lo yarpenu, I held on to it, or I'm going to hold on to it. I'm not going to become weak. Ad shehevesi v'albeisimi v'elcheder hayrasi. So Rashi learns over here, Kamacha Varti Mehen. Again, Rashi was learning that for the 38 years in the Midbar, there was no Shechina. The Shechina was lessened. It was, we were Nizayfim. So he says, Kimachi Avarti Mehem, Karav Leprishasa Mimeni Lesayfar Boim Shana, close to when we separated from each other at the end of 40 years, Achimatsasi Eshoava Nafshi. I found what Oava Nafshi. Shehoya Imi Bime Yoshua Lichvoy Shloishim Vechon Malakim. So it seems Klai Yisrael seems to be talking here. Or maybe it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking here. Again, I'm not clear who's talking here according to Rashi.
Be
the beginning. But in the first part it says, Karov Leprishasa Mimeni. Like at the end of the 40 years.
That sounds like Hashem's
right.
Talking. Right.
Could be just... just that in the first pasuk of the parash of the parak, it was clear there was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, but sarli she yashavti, right, in the first few psukim from Rashi, it sounds like it was Moshe Rabbeinu talking. So I'm not sure again, is it, but then we said in the last pasuk maybe it was the Shechina talking. So again, I'm not sure, you're right. But then, Atshematzasi, again, that sounds like the Shechina. Mm-hmm. That the Shechina said, I was about to leave them at the end of the 40 years after the Midbar, but no, I was with them during the days of Yeshua, when they went and they conquered 31 Malachim. Achazdi v'lo yarpenu. This sounds like the Shechina talking. I held on to them. I didn't, nasati l'rifyan, I didn't let our relationship become weak until I came to Mishkan Shiloi, Bishvil's Kolzoi Sha'asali. So that's what Rashi learns. We're already moving in Eretz Yisrael. The Shechina is moving. It was with Klal Yisrael during the years that Yeshua captured the 31 Malachim until we came to Mishkan Shiloi. The Gaon says as follows. Kimachi Avarti Mehem. He learns, it means, it was a short time that I had been gone from them. Pirish loy hayazman meruba lazman muat, meaning these things that we lost, how long were they lost for? Shivasa Batamas, we broke the Luchais and the Egel and Shivasa Batamas, all these things happened and then. And then it wasn't very long, says the Pasuk, until Achematsasi Esho Avanafshi, until I found Avanafshi. What's that? Avanafshi was from the Pasuk before, Chazra li Ruach HaKadosh. And we'll explain that in a moment. Achaztiv, I held on as haluchais. Let's just read it and we'll go through each one. Klal Yisrael is talking here. Klal Yisrael is talking. So, yeah. V'lay arpenu, and I'm not going to weaken min ha-tayra. That was another thing we were missing. Again, so we had Ruach HaKadosh, Luchais Tayra. We'll explain this all in a moment. That's Loyar Panuoi. Achi Havi Oisiv El Beis Imi. That's the Anani HaKavad I got back. V'cheder HaRasi. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the Shechina is. So all the five things that we lost, Ruach HaKadosh, Luchos Taira, Anani HaKavad, and Shechina, in this Pasuk we say, it wasn't very long before we got them all back. So what was this? So we explained this a few times already. Explained it in Perek Aleph. The guy talked about it there. We explained it in the shiur we gave it on Thursday night, Negiat to Elul, from Rebbe Avda Sefer. And that is as follows. As we know, everything was lost on Yuzai and Shivasa Batamas with the Chet HaEgel. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days, and then Rosh Chodesh El, he went another 40 days up to Yom Kippur. Those middle 40 days, we were once Masbir, earlier in this, in Perek Beis, those middle 40 days, the big machlokes, what happened? According to Rashi, he was up in Shamayim. Rashi holds he was up three times. The guy in Alpi, the Seder Eilam, holds that no, in those 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was just being mispalel. He was being mispalel and teaching Klai so how to do tshuva for the chet of the chet ha'egel. So in those 40 days, we're going with the gra, there was tefillah, there was tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up Rosh Chodesh Elul to get the Luchai Shniyais, and he comes down on Yom Kippur. When he comes down on Yom Kippur, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a besura to every person in Klal Yisrael, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, Salachti. That's what the Medrash says. That's how the Ruach HaKadosh came next. Even though the guy here says, V'u'achar Yom HaKippurim, achar's lav dafka means the day after. It means with the story of Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, we got back Ruach HaKadosh. Everybody got back Ruach HaKadosh. So that happened on Yom Kippur. What did Moshe Rabbeinu come down with on Yom Kippur? The Luchai Shniyos. So we got the Luchais back again. So that's the Luchais. But now, let's look at the guy, and he says, "Achazti v'saluchais." We held on to the luchais. V'loy k'may harishaynim shlo yicholti lechais. Not like the first ones that I couldn't hold on to. What does that mean? So the Medrash tells us, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the first luchais on Shavasar B'Tammuz. The luchais were very light, as we know. They were very light. Why? Because similarly, like the Aron was Niseus Nisav, the Aron carried those who were seemingly carrying it. Looks like they were carrying it, but in fact, the Aron was carrying them. So the Lashon of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar also was, Hayu aksuvin soivlim es atzman ves Moshe. The writing on the Luchais carried the Luchais themselves and Moshe. So you have these heavy monster Luchais over here, solid stone Luchais. But not only were they carrying themselves, Moshe Rabbeinu just like has them in his hands, they're carrying themselves. It's almost as if they're carrying Moshe. He's also like going along with them. What happened, says the Medrash, when he got to the Egel, he saw what was going on there. So as we know, the Ksav, the writing of the Luchas flew away. So the letters are no longer there. Once that happened, says the Medrash, V'nimtzu kveidim ayidei Moshe. The mashal is to a person has an neshama, calls money has an neshama, chai naisi is atzmai, right? He carries himself, he's very light. Person's nifter is dead weight, it's very heavy. What happened? Because there's no neshama anymore. The ksav of the luchais was the neshama of the luchais. When that left, so then the whole thing became very heavy. He couldn't carry himself and the luchais together because he couldn't move pashit. Says the Medrash that he threw them down and they broke. Now, the Radal, who's the Pirush on Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, says that this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar argues on the Gemara in Shabbos. Because the Gemara in Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchis Midaitai. Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheshbon and he said to himself that it's better that Klal Yisrael should not get the Luchais, and they're not like an Eishes Ish who cheated on her husband, then becomes Aser to her husband. Break the Kiddushin here. She's a Pnuya that's Mizana, so she could still get married to somebody. So it's better that we should break the Luchais and have to start over. So the Radal says, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice. Got so heavy, she had to break them. And the Gemara sounds like it was a conscious decision. He made a cheshbon, he made a kal v'chaymer for Karban Pesach, kol b'necher le'yechal boy, you serve avayda zara, that's one mitzvah, kal v'chaymer, that the whole kol ha'tayra kula. So the Radal says that they argue. Now before we get to understanding that, but the guy over here is telling us, I wasn't able to hold on to them. That sounds like the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. They got so heavy, I pasha couldn't hold on to them anymore. I wasn't able to hold on to them. So that's how the guy seems to be learning over here. Now,
I had a question on the prior. We said that the mistake of Kwanzaa.
Going to Rashi.
Rashi.
Yeah.
Hashiva.
Yeah.
Then
it went into the Mishkan. In other words, that concentration of Shechina now is right. Correct. Okay. So this concept over here that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold on to the Luchais because they got so heavy. The Gaon talks about this in many different places. And basically it ends up being, the Yerushalmi sounds like that, this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar sounds like that, the Medrash Tanchuma sounds like that. And is there any way to be miyashiv it with the Gemara and Shabbos? The Gemara and Shabbos, he made a conscious decision. And these sound like he just pushed it, couldn't hold it anymore. So Rebbe, I heard this from him many times. So he wanted to taina like this. He wanted to taina that let's say Moshe Rabbeinu is carrying the luchos and they become very, very heavy. So what happens when something becomes very heavy, right? So you have two choices, really. Theoretically, you could just put them down very, you know, just bend down and let it down. It doesn't have to break. You don't have to drop it. So he says that the Lashainas are the Gemara saying, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold on to it anymore. Nimtzu kveidim ayidei Moshe. But if you look, if you're medayik in the Lashon of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't say he dropped them. It says, v'hishlichan miyadav. In other words, he threw them. So because they were so heavy, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold on anymore. Now he had a choice. Does he leave them? Now, what do you do with luchos without a ksav? Are they worth anything? I don't know. Maybe Hashem would like redo it after tshuva. It'll come redone. But Moshe Rabbeinu, but then the chiddush, I guess, would be that it's still a continuation of the first kedushin. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheshbon to himself. Once they're flying away and I can't hold them anymore, so now, instead of lowering them down, he threw them down from his hands because they were so heavy, and he broke them. So they're not a stira to each other, the Gemara. The Radal says it's a machlokes. Radal says it's a machlokes. But he's tiny, you don't have to. If you're medayik in the Pirkei, the Rebbe Elazar itself, it says vishlicha me'al yodei. Doesn't even say he dropped it. He's a vishlicha. That's an act of throwing them down because he dafka wanted them to break. So that's a chazdiv es haluchos.
You could say that the fact it became heavy and burden. It's like the Torah became a burden spiritually instead of using the Torah to lighten the up.
Yeah. Okay. That's how Pidrush. Yeah. So, but then, what? But so it became. So, Meli, you need a new Torah. You need a new Torah for that. It's bechiddush. He made a cheshbon that you need a new Torah. If Torah is a burden already, we have to start over, right? Yep. Okay, so that's loy kemayah rishayim shleichalti lechayis. V'loy arpenu. I'm not going to weaken min ha-toyra. Now again, it's Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, we got the luchos, but we also got the toyra, right? Right? The Mishnah in the end of Masech Tatayna says, b'yoyim chasunasoy uv'yoyim simchas libay. So says the Mishnah, that's referring to zeh matan toyra. Says Rashi, Yom Kippur shenitznu boy luchos shnias. Yom Kippur is a day of Matan Torah. We got the Torah that we lost with the Chet HaEgel. We got back that Torah, not the full Torah, not with all the sides and all the things that we had with the first Torah. There's Shikhas HaTorah now. Now there's Torah Shebal Peh. And all that was all Torah Shebiksav. There's a lot of problems, but we got Torah back. It's a day of Matan Torah. Yom Kippur is a day of Matan Torah. And that is why, we said this once before, the Gra says, that's why there is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Because whenever there's Matan Torah, Hakol Moedim Devina Nami Lochem, you always have to celebrate with the Suda, right? Yom Shinit Matara. Shavuos, you got to celebrate with the Suda. Purim is Kibu V'Kiblu. Kibu V'Kiblu, there's a Simcha and there's a Mishnah. And Yom Kippur, says the Grub, but you can't eat on Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur is the Suda of the Simcha of Kabbalah Satira on Yom Kippur. So
That's why it's a mitzvah to eat.
You mechoyv to eat. Just like on Shavuos, you can't do Kulay Lashem on Shavuos. You have to eat, you have to celebrate. So it's a day of Matan Torah. So now Klal Yisrael says, V'loy arpenu min ha-Torah. I'm not going to weaken from Torah. Kimoisha Kosav, he brings a pasuk, Hisrapisa, pasuk in Mishlei, which means Rashi says there Hisrapisa minat Torah. If you weakened yourself from Torah, Rifyain, biyoyim tzara tzar koicheka. So, biyoyim tzara on a day of a tzara. So Rashi says over there in Mishlei, Malachi Asharis loyu yiyu ma'amtsim koicheka. So you're not the Malachi Asharis who help a person. When he needs help, they're not going to give him that strength if he was weak in his Limud HaTorah. Now, the Gemara Masechta Brachas, V'amru Chazal, this is what the Gaon says, Hisrapisa min HaTorah. The Gemara Brachas, Da Samach Gim Amar Aleph, says, Amar Rab Yoshi, Amar Rab Tavi, Amar Rab Yoshi, Kalamar Pe'atzme B'Divrei Torah, Ein Bekeach Lamed B'Yom Tzara. Anyone who weakens himself from Divrei Torah, he will not have strength to stand up on the Yom Tzara, Shenemar Hisrapisa. So says the Marsha over there, what does it mean, Rifyain in Torah? Says the Marsha, Gam Shaloi Miru Mekaima. We're talking about a person who learns Torah, keeps all the mitzvahs. Imhu Birifui Uviderech Arai. But it's not with a chizuk. It's not with a kvius. He learns. He does what he's supposed to. But it's not with an extra strength and with his slavus and with the chizuk and making sure you'll never miss. So the person says, what's the problem? I'm davening, I'm learning, I'm doing all the mitzvahs. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong now. But says the Gemara, Yisra Pisa, if it's Bederech Rifyain, the day that the Yetzirah is going to start up with you, the day the Satan's going to start up with you, and you're going to need extra siyata d'shmaya to fight against it, b'yayim tzara, on that day that he's going to start up, tzara kecheka, you're not going to have that strength. And even brings, the Gemara tells us, there's certain things that need chizuk, dalad varam tzricha chizuk, Torah, tzvila, derech eretz, amaisim taivim. So Torah is one of them. What does Rashi say over there on that Gemara, brachas lamed beis, amed beis? What does it mean tzricha chizuk? Tamid b'chol kaychay. Torah, tefillah, derech eretz, ma'asim tovim needs chizuk. Doesn't mean it's chizuk once in a while. Constantly b'chol kaychay. If you're not doing tamid b'chol kaychay, that's called, Dr. Gemara, that's called rifyin. It's berifyin. Rifyin's great. You're learning doing everything. But the day you're going to need the Torah to help you, it's not going to be so easy. So the guy is saying over here, v'loy arpenu mina Torah. We're not going to shvach enough from Torah. Like it says, Yisra Pisa b'yayim tzara. So we're going to be b'chizuk v'ayideze loyar penu oy. We're never going to lose it. So now, what's happening here is, the Gaon is giving us an inkling into what went wrong by the Chet Ha'egel. Over here, the Gaon is telling us that why did we lose Torah by the Chet Ha'egel, which would mean, Pashas, why one of the reasons the Chet Ha'egel happened, is because there was a rifyain in Torah. That means to say, even though we were flying high from Maimon Har Sinai, one time in the history of the world event, we were mamish like Malachi Asher, it's Nasa V'Nishma. 40 days later, we serve the Egel. We do the Chet Egel. What went wrong? What went wrong? The guy's telling us, because there was a rifyain. There was some type of rifyain, it wasn't b'chizuk. We were a little too comfortable. Yeah, we got the Torah. We don't have to be mechazik. Well, look who we are. And the Mela, when the Yetzirah, when the Satan made his move, there was no Siyata Dishmaya there. And where do you see this clearly? Chazal tell us, we say every day in Kriya Shema, Hishamr lochem, hanyifta levavchem, visartem, you'll turn away, vavatem alihim acherim. Says Rashi, visartem lifroish mina Torah. You'll turn away from Torah. And if you turn away from Torah, eventually you'll end up serving Elohim Acherim. That is what Rashi brings. That's what Rashi says in Devarim. Where's the Makar of Rashi? The Makar of Rashi is a Sifri. Now Rashi brings one of the rayas that the Sifri brings. Brings a raya from David HaMelech. By David it says, Ki gershuni hayoyim mistapeach benachlas Hashem, leimar leich avoid elihim acherim. I was chased away and by the Satan who said, go serve avodah zarah. So Rashi says, Umi amar leikain, who told him that? Rashi brings the Sifri. Since I turned away from learning Torah, I'm close to serving Avodah Zarah. So if you're Visartem, it's the end of Avat Alim Acherim. Now Rashi only brought one of the rayas that the Sifri brought. But if you look in the Sifri, the Sifri brings another raya. He says, Shekevan Shaldam Perish Minat Torah Hailuch Medavik Lavodah Zarah Shenemar Soru Maher Minaderech. What did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Saru maher, they turned away. So the Sifri is telling us that's visartem. Visartem, when you turn away from learning Torah, you end up serving Avodah Zarah. So you see beferish in this Sifri that the Chet Ha'egel was a result of saru from learning Torah. So that means that's what the Gaon is telling us over here. V'loyar panu min haTorah, the first time around. So the Gaon is saying, the guy is telling us, Visartem doesn't mean you stop learning. That's the chiddush of the guy in here. Doesn't mean you stop learning. Even if you're learning Torah. But if it's not bechizuk, it's it's not bechizuk, it's berifyain, then you end up with a chet egel. His rapisa b'yom tzara tzar kecheka. And we said, that's just to add in, that's what happened the second time around. Rav Brevda always says, I'm always looking for a medrash that's going to say, v'satan heichan haya. We learned it in his sefer on Elul. In the Thursday night chair, he says, "Where's why the second luchais? Second luchais. Where was the satan? How come he didn't even make a move? Why didn't he make a move?" So Bradley says, "So grad, I have a safa because this after I gave the chair this year, I saw that the Sfasemes writes that the satan did start up with Klal Yisrael, and we overcame him, and that's the Simcha of Erev Yom Kippur, why we eat the Suda. Because we overcame the Yetzirah. But the Rebbe says there's no such medrash. I don't know if he knew Sfasemes or not. No such medrash that it says. He says it's very pashut. Because the Mesil Sisharim tells us that if a person is mischazik, the Mesil Sisharim says, the Gemara tells us, the Yetzirah is misgaber in a person b'chol yoyim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help a person, there's no way to overcome the Yetzirah. So says the Mesil Sisharim, so then who does Hashem help? And who doesn't he help? Says the Mesil Sisharim, Hashem helps the people who put in all their effort, try their best. There's no way Al Piderach HaTeva to overcome the Yetzirah, but they get the Siyata Dishmaya. If you sit back and say, I can't win anyways, so what I need for Allah, that Hashem doesn't help out. So therefore, according to this Gain, that the first time around they were berifyoin, that means to say the second time around they were bechizuk. And we showed this barichus, the klaisos was mischazik, 40 days, they were davening, they were fasting, they were doing tshuva, all pirkader blazer, all different things that were going on in the last 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu was up and our sinai again, the luchay shniyos. So what happens when you're mischazik? The shechina is there to help you. As opposed to the first time around, b'yoyim tzara, tzara kecheka, there's no siyata d'shmaya. So what happened when the satan came to look on that last day to see he's going to start up with Klal Yisrael, with the Luchas Shnias? What's the first thing he saw? He saw the Shechina there helping Klal Yisrael and says, I'm out of here. When people are b'chizuk, I'll find new customers. They're not for me. So that was the tshuva on that's the way we got it. And that's what the Gain is saying. V'loy arpanu oy, now it's going to be b'chizuk. It's going to be b'chizuk. Achi have Yosef el beis imi. What's the fifth thing? The fourth thing, I'm sorry. Him anani akovid. Shegam ze huchsuli. And we talked, the guy says, we talked about in the first parak, because what happened was, those three things came back on Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur, we got the tzivoy to make the Mishkan. That's Yud Aleph Tishrei. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, it says, they brought hey me vilov, baboiker, baboiker. They brought all the stuff. And Yud Dalet Tishrei, they made a cheshbon, vayikol yom, they made a cry, no one should bring anymore, we have enough. And on Tesvav Tishrei, they started building the Mishkan, and on that day, the Anani HaKavod returned, and that's the Gain says, why we celebrate Tishrei, Sukkis, Tesvav Tishrei, because it's that day that the Anani HaKavod returned. And that's Ad Shehavi Oisiv, we brought it. It wasn't returned, it wasn't Matzasi. We brought the Anani HaKavod. It was returned to me, but the Lashon of we brought it, because we brought down those Anani HaKavod. The last thing that's left is the Shechina. V'alcheder hayrasi heim hu ha-kodesh ha-kadoshim sheshom ha-shechina k'may shekosuch v'yid Hashem moleyes ha-mishkan. That is referring to 6 months later on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when we finally finished the Mishkan. We had the Chanukas Habayis. Vateitze Yesh Milifnei Hashem. And the Eish came down from Lifnei Hashem. That was the Shechina returning to Klal Yisrael. So on Shivasar B'Tamuz, we lost five things. After our tshuva, and we said it was a short amount of time, 80 days, we got it back already. In 80 days, we already got back on Yom Kippur, we got back the Luchais, the Torah, and the Ruach HaKodesh. 5 days later, on Tesvav Tishrei, we got back the Anani HaKavod. And the Rosh Chodesh Nisan afterwards is when the Shechina came back to us. So as the whole yearning of the beginning of the parak is, we're missing all these milas, Klal Yisrael says, it wasn't long, and they were all returned to us, and we will stop here.